Welcome back to North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN, AM 550 and FM 102.9. You are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we love that jazzy music.
That's great. Nice, Joel. That has a salsa beat.
That does. That music is compliments of our producer, Joel Williams. So I think he's going to owe me a dance after that.
He's a genius, by the way.
He works magic. I mean, he really does. We're going to start calling him the Magic Man.
Yes.
Now, if you're just joining in, we have been talking to Nasif Kayed, who is from Dubai's Sheikh Mohammed Center for Cultural Understanding. And if you missed part of that, please go online to our website, www.travelbagswithanita.com, and we will have the whole show there in our archive section. So do make sure and go and listen, because he gave some wonderful information about the things that they're doing there in Dubai to really bridge that cultural gap.
Great things.
Really great things. But one of the things that he talked about, and I am starving now hearing him talk about some of the food, is the great food. But now, Doc Bill, there's some things that are similar here in Georgia. I heard you talking about some things earlier that you thought were similar, especially around olive oil.
Well, there's a lot of similarities. Let's start by looking at a place that has a sort of similar climate here in Georgia. We'd have to go to South Georgia. When I think of South Georgia, I think of the Sapa Island birdhouses. Beautiful beaches, a lot of beautiful warm water, but at the same time, there's great fishing and great fish to eat. The culture in that Middle Eastern area is quite different in some regards, but also there's a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm. When you think of the Georgia climate, a lot of people don't think of it being great for growing olives, but the olive industry is thriving in Georgia. You have to remember that the Spanish were some of the first to come to that area, and they brought with them olives, they brought with them artichokes, and they brought with them oranges. And these crops still exist on the Georgia coast, but the big revival is olives. In Georgia, yes, Georgia does have its own olive oil. And we have an extra virgin olive oil that's ranked among some of the best in the world. It's about a 16.9-ounce bottle, and it runs anywhere from $27 to $32 a bottle. That's quite expensive, but those prices are coming down. But the quality is impressive. This is a finishing oil. In most Middle Eastern cuisine, usually you'll have wheat and barley, some of the original grains. And those grains came over from the Middle East, went to Europe, and they eventually found the way over here to the United States. But you also have rice, and rice is from two places. Rice is from Africa, and it's also from from India. And these dishes are quite prevalent in that area there. But the Georgia olive oil has been getting better and better as time goes on. And I think if you get a chance to buy it, please do so. It's from an area called Lakeland, Georgia. A particular lot of places down on the Georgia coast sell the Georgia olive oil, and you're seeing it more and more prevalent in some of the restaurants in the Atlanta area as well.
Doc Bill, you said it's a finishing oil. How does that relate to virgin, extra virgin? Is that a category or what?
It's a true extra virgin olive oil. There's certain criteria that you use to categorize the first pressing of olive oil, extra virgin versus not extra virgin. When you're paying $27 a bottle, you're not going to fry something in it and use a lot of it.
I certainly wouldn't.
So it's usually used to really extract and get the flavor from it. So when a dish is done, you pour it on top of the dish to get that great olive oil flavor. It's a very light oil. Or if you're making a salad dressing, you use it in the salad dressing. Or it's just great to add it into a bowl, add a little bit of cracked pepper, a little bit of salt, and then dip some bread in it. You can really enjoy the flavor of the olive oil. And if you really want to taste a good olive oil, this will taste better than most things you can find in the store. It's a really great olive oil. In some regards, this extra virgin olive oil is better than what you'd find in some places in Europe.
Wow.
Now, when I was in Dubai and ate out every night and had hummus almost every night, I did notice that there was a fair amount of olive oil that was on top. So is that what they would do? That would be considered the finishing?
It would be.
By pouring the olive oil on the
exactly
finished
right.
hummus?
Yeah, the olives they use are arbequina, which is an olive that grows well on the Georgia coast. And you basically pour a little bit on the top of whatever you're fixing at the end to give it that great olive flavor. Olive oil is good because it's good for the heart. It's one of those oils that doesn't have cholesterol in it. Matter of fact, olive oil can help lower cholesterol, so it's going to be very beneficial. In the Middle Eastern diet that we see, olive oil is primarily featured in it. Dishes like whole wheat dishes, which the wheat is cracked and boiled and is utilized that way. And a lot of fish. And again, the fishing season's opened up in Georgia coast with a lot of fresh grouper, triggerfish. So things like that are coming around, and eating that with olive oil is a great dish. And with whole grains, it's a great way to start. And a lot of fresh vegetables.
So that would be a way for us to have our Mediterranean staycation, so to speak.
Staycation, dishes like hummus, which is basically ground chickpeas, which are boiled and then ground, and then you mix that with olive oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, and a little bit of sesame, ground sesame seeds called tahini sauce. That's mixed in well and produces a great dish, as well as tabbouleh, which is a crack boiled whole wheat dish. Again, it has in it some olive oil, maybe a little bit of vinegar, citrus such as lemon or lime juice, cucumbers and tomatoes, and parsley and mint.
Now, you actually made some, what is this one, tabbouleh?
Tabbouleh.
And this is the one that has the mint with the crack wheat?
It has the mint and the crack wheat. And it's a great dish. It's a light dish. And these dishes, again, give
delicious.
You a lot of nutrition. And you don't gain as much weight with them as you do with other dishes because, again, the carb in them, which is mostly a wheat product, is a whole wheat. It's not that well processed. And that's quite tasty. And people eat it a long time ago. I mean, you have similar dishes here with corn when corn is not totally processed and eaten in a more whole setting, such as a dish with hominy, where you actually have the whole grain of corn as opposed to the dish where it's ground into a meal.
Now, one of the things that Nasif said also, too, is that the food that the Emiratis eat is food that needs to be easily preserved in a desert hot setting. So this would be preserved in that?
People preserve
the
their food by drying it out. A lot of the fishes would either be fresh caught fish or dried fish because sometimes you don't have refrigeration. But olive oil is a good way to preserve it because the oil, when it coats the food, allows less oxygen to get to it so you don't get a rapid spoilage. People can also use herbs and spices. Some of the herbs and spices actually served as preservatives.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't have refrigeration. It also gave a unique flavor to the dish that people also loved. So these are things that are quite helpful. And that's what people did to help preserve the food. And you have a lot of that pickled and preserved food coming back here in Georgia. A lot of restaurants now are doing more pickled or preserved dishes. They're doing drying with dishes, with foods, and that's been quite helpful, and it's very nutritious.
Doc Bill, that is delicious.
It's
I
very
just
good.
Had some. It's delicious.
It's very good, very good. We'll have to pass some over to Joel as well, so he can have a taste.
Joel looks hungry. He wants some.
And if you don't want to go buy these, make these dishes, we'll have some recipes on the website. You can actually go to most stores, and you can buy hummus, and you can buy pre-made tabbouleh.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can buy it and then add more fresh ingredients to it to doctor the dish up a bit and, you know, give it good flavor if you're on a time constraint.
Well, it won't be as good as this, but I'm sure it'll be good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I know, Doc, that you are very involved in gardening and with the Georgia Gourmet Coastal Garden down on the Georgia coast. So what are some of these things also? Can we grow some of these things also? Like parsley, does that grow?
Parsley
in Georgia
is an herb. It grows
cucumbers.
Well. Tomatoes, cucumbers. Mint, you should always have some fresh mint growing in your garden, but keep it in a separate container because it tends to spread and can be a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But most of these herbs, particularly the summer and spring, you can pretty much get growing and have them throughout the year. The wheat's a different ballgame, but you can buy varieties of crack wheat. If you want to use crack wheat, use any type of grain. You can actually take whole rice, boil it, and use rice instead of using wheat. You can also use millet. You can also even use whole sorghum. And this is a sorghum area. When people think of sorghum, they just think of the sorghum syrup. But the top part of the plant is actually a grain, which is from Africa. And it can be boiled and it can be cracked and it can be used also as a whole grain in dishes. Very high in protein and it has no gluten. Again, these are things to consider.
That is definitely key. Now, Ida, this sounds like some good information you can tell your clients when they are looking at going over to Dubai or even other places too, or just, you know, even try some before they head over.
Exactly, exactly. Can I just bring them to your house and have Doc Bill talk to them? He knows everything.
He has all the answers.
He does.
Now, Ida, you on the top part of the show, you gave some really good information about a great trip. So how can people get in touch with you if they are wanting to do this trip to India, but with that dynamic stop over in Dubai, our kaleidoscope city?
Oh, absolutely. Anita, they can call us on our toll-free number, which is 1-800-813-4187, or check the website www.globalsunandfuntravel.com.
Okay, dokie. And I know also too, we talked a little bit about some of the regulations and things like that. So I think they can also go into that .gov email as well if they need more information about passports and things like that as well.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm sure you'll have something posted on Travel Bags with Anita, but they can get great information at www.uae-embassy.org.
Great information. This has been a wonderful show. I am both hungry and ready to travel.
Oh,
so
exactly.
I hope that you all will come back and join us again in 2 weeks when we are back on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN, and 102.9 FM. And this has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, and see us on Sapelo Island.